There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, the topical book recommendation today is based on what's happening at the Festival Book Club on the 21st of November. We're going to be discussing a work in translation called The Baghdad Clock by Shahad Al-Rawi. You can go to elftobuy.org for more information about the book club itself, but for now, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the book. It was shortlisted for the International Prize for Arabic Fiction this year, and it recently won another prize, I believe.
Indeed, it did, very, very recently. So it has won the Edinburgh Book Festival's 2018 First Book Award, which is a real accolade, and she's done brilliantly well to get that.
So it's won awards and been shortlisted for others as well. But what is it about? So it's being marketed as a good choice for fans of The Kite Runner. It's set in 1991 during the Gulf War, and two girls hiding in an air raid shelter tell stories to keep the fear and the darkness at bay. That's what it says on the back of the book. And it's about their deep friendship and about how the city collapses around them. Their friends begin to flee, but amidst all that, life still goes on. People tend their gardens, they go dancing and celebrate weddings, and the girls share their dreams, desires, school routines and first loves in the midst of all this chaos. And that's The Baghdad Clock by Shahad Al-Rawi, and elftobuy.org is where you go to find out more about joining the discussion about it on the 21st of November. And now this.
Literary Moment, Milestones in Literary History.
George Bernard Shaw died on the 2nd of November in 1950, which would have been yesterday, but in 1950, not actually yesterday. Irish playwright, critic and political activist. He was born in Dublin in 1856. Before he moved to London and established himself as a music and theatre critic, he worked in an estate agent's office. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
I love these stories of authors who had weird jobs before they became
writers. No, I was just picturing being shown around your prospective office or apartment by George Bernard Shaw.
I think that would have been fun. I think that would have been a real selling point for me.
Yeah.
He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1925, and one of the plays he's best known for is Pygmalion. Now, it was adapted to the big screen in 1938, and I didn't know this, but he won an Academy Award for writing the screenplay. And it's hard to think of Pygmalion without thinking of a different film altogether, which is probably why I had no idea about the 1938 film. The 1964 musical based on the play My Fair Lady is what I think a lot of people think of when they think of Pygmalion. Starring Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison, the story is about Eliza Doolittle, a Cockney flower girl who takes speech lessons from Professor Henry Higgins, a phoneticist. I'm impressed that I managed to say that just after 10 o'clock.
Absolutely.
So that she may pass as a lady. So this is a well-known scene from the film where Higgins begins his lessons with Eliza, and he's not best pleased with her progress.
Pickering, this is going to be ghastly.
Control yourself, Higgins. Give the girl a chance.
Oh, well, I suppose you can't expect you to get it right the first time. Come here, Eliza, and watch closely. Now, you see that flame? Every time you pronounce the letter H correctly, the flame will waver, and every time you drop your H, the flame will remain stationary. That's how you'll know if you've done it correctly. In time, your ear will hear the difference. See it better in the mirror. Now, listen carefully. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen. Now, repeat that after me. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Oh, no, 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 no. I have no ear at all.
Shall I do it over?
No, please.
That was Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison starring in My Fair Lady, the 1964 musical based on George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion. And Literary Moment was about him today. Now, moving on to some news.
Book News, your latest literary roundup.
So news today, we're going to go into some news stories in more detail at about 12 o'clock, but this is news relating to the Emirates Literature Foundation and things that you can actually do here in the UAE. So first of all, there's something called the Costa Debate. Now, which do you think is best, fact or fiction? That's the question that the Costa Debate is asking you to answer. It's now open for entries, and emiratesliffest.com is where you can find more information about all of this. But it's about what makes a good read. fact or fiction. You have to pick between the two, and you have to tell us your view in Arabic or English in not more than 300 words and see if you can craft a winning argument. So the prize is quite a good one. It's 10,000 dirhams Donata travel voucher, valid for a year, and a year's supply of free coffee, which I think sounds amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be so good.
If you had, and we can't enter, unfortunately,
no,
because we work for the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to pick fact or fiction, I think I know what I would choose.
For me, it would absolutely be fiction.
So if you could never read non-fiction ever again?
Yeah, be fine.
You'd be fine with that?
I'd be happy in a special place.
I agree.
Where I had no clue what was going on.
I'd be happy with fiction as well, because I think often fiction sometimes gets to the heart of truths better than non-fiction does.
Absolutely agree, yeah.
Yes.
There's some other news as well that I think you want to mention about.
Yeah, just a reminder that Nigel Travis, who's the executive chairman of Dunkin' Brands, is going to give a talk in Dubai on the 11th of November. He's a business legend. He's done the most amazing things, and he's also written a book, which is called The Challenge Culture, Why the Most Successful Organisations Run on Pushback.
Did you know what that was when you first saw the word? Because I had no idea.
I'd like to say yes, of course I did,
because I knew everything,
but actually no. But I get the idea. So pushback is oppositional resistance, so questioning the status quo. So everybody has the right to question things. Obviously, if they're questioning me, I'm right. I mean, that goes without saying. But I'm hoping to learn from Nigel that maybe that's not always the case.
So it sounds like you need to go to,
I think I absolutely
to the Nigel Travis event.
I think I know a lot of people who need to go, actually. I think it's a really, really good topic. He's a firm believer in this being encouraged, because otherwise, and this is absolutely true, how do you have new ideas and how do organisations improve? Actually, I think a good example of that was a question that we were asked at the meeting for school librarians in Abu Dhabi, which I'm not going to actually say what the question was, because it might preempt something that's going to happen at the festival, which we can't release yet. But a librarian asked a question, and it was one of those, well, I don't know, why have we never done that moments? And we'd never thought of what was suggested. Somewhat stupidly on our part, I have to say. So I think questioning is good. So I'm assuming that's what this talk is all going to be about. So your chance to hear about pushback and Nigel Travis comes on Sunday, the 11th of November, 7 o'clock. It's at the World Trade Club Dubai. And you can get tickets via our website, and they are 30 dirhams or 100. And with a 100 dirham ticket, you get the book, which is at a great discount, and he'll sign it at the event. So go to elfdubai.org for your ticket.
Now, that's one event that's coming up soon, and we have a bigger one coming up in March, obviously, the festival itself.
That's the one, yeah.
And I just was thinking then about events that have changed your perception or changed the way that you see the world. Do you remember, and this is possibly putting you on the spot,
Only a little bit, Annabelle, only a little bit.
Do you remember seeing a session at the festival that completely wowed you? Like, is there one that really stands out?
I don't know. And that's because I hesitate, because normally I don't get to see very much at the festival.
This is true.
Which is a little bit
this
sad.
This is the worst question for us.
I think what wows me possibly more than the sessions that I don't get to see is the reaction of the audience afterwards. So I think seeing one that always sticks in my memory is the girl who came out from a session, children's session in Arabic, and bought the first book she had ever owned, apart from the Quran. She had no books at home, so she bought the book by that author and got it signed. And that is a wow moment. And she wasn't a little girl, she was 12. So things like that, I think, probably have the most impact. I love hearing about the sessions afterwards from people who go, that's such a good argument. I'm just like, oh, I missed it again. I think that we do have the potential to change the way people think, to change lives, actually, which is a great thing to do.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.